welcome to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, along with my producer, Scott Eckersley. Going out on the phone now, this is going to be a fun one. I have Craig Wieland on the phone, who's president of Wieland Dave Co. Good evening, Craig. How are you?
Good evening. Doing fine. How are you?
Now, this is a little outside your realm with your company, but this was such a fun story. I wanted to get it on the air. You've created an ice tower. The good news is this is all going to end up benefiting charity, but tell me how you started this whole process.
Well, you know, it kind of started on a whim. As it was getting colder and things were starting to freeze up, I just kind of had an idea popped in my head. And I thought, well, what would happen if I mounted a sprinkler up in a tree as far as I could throw it and turn it on and just see what would happen? And so that was what I did. Around December 1st, I threw a sprinkler up in a tree about 30 feet and turned it on. And it grew, you know, to massive proportions. And then on Christmas, I've got four son-in-laws. They all came over, and we were looking at it. We kind of had a redneck moment and said, "Well, why don't we throw it up 50 feet?" And so we got a second sprinkler, and we threw that one up 50 feet. Turned the first one off, and it grew, of course, to full height of 50 feet. And then on New Year's Eve at 4:26 in the morning, if you remember, we kind of had a warm-up spell between Christmas and New Year's. Mm-hmm. The first one came crashing down. I think it was about 5.5 on the Richter scale. It woke my wife and I right out of bed. And I thought that was it. I thought, well, you know, the whole thing's crashed down, and, you know, sprinkler's probably laying on the ground, and you know, that was kind of fun. But lo and behold, the sprinkler was still up in the tree, 50 feet. And so I thought, well, we'll just leave it on and see what happens. And we were gone for the first 2 weeks in January on vacation. I came home, and I was like, oh, my goodness, this thing is huge. And it's growing about a ton to a ton and a half a day. And so now it's probably somewhere between 75 and 125 tons. It's 53-foot high and 100-foot around at the base.
Are you as stunned as I am looking at pictures of this?
I every morning I get up, first thing I do is I go look at the ice monster, because it changes shape all the time depending on which way the wind's blowing and which way the sun hits it. In fact, my wife looked out the window one night. She says, "Honey, I think I see the Virgin Mary." It's just a blast.
Is this a slow trickle coming from the sprinkler regularly? Is that what you're doing?
It's about six. It's about, I would say, a gallon a minute. So that'd be about 60 gallons an hour coming out of it. So, somewhere around... somewhere around, it's hard to tell. You can't see the sprinkler anymore. It's way back inside now as it throws the water out. You used to be able to see a sprinkler. That was gone 3 weeks ago. We haven't seen a sprinkler in 3 weeks. But we know it's still running because it's still gurgling and it's still growing.
Well, I'm probably going to get you a lot of likes on Facebook. But okay. You created a Facebook page called Craig Wieland's Ice Monster.
Right. Yeah.
Which is where you can go to look for pictures of this. And I'm just stunned. It looks dangerously close to your house. I hope it's just the angle I'm looking at.
Well, Bob Chapman's my insurance man, and he raised concerns long before you have. And, you know, and I told him, I said, "Bob, I got a D in math at Bay City Western High School, but I have done all of the calculations, and it will not fall on the house, I think." Now, I mean, if it does, maybe just a little bit, but I'm pretty sure that it won't. Yeah. On the Facebook page, we actually have a contest now. And a guy from Kansas called me, one of my Facebook, and said, "Hey, let's come up with a contest, and let's have people guess as to how long this thing is going to be here, you know, before it completely melts." And I thought, well, that's a good idea, but I seriously didn't think anybody would care. And so I spiced it up a little bit, and I said, "Well, why don't we donate $500 to the person who guesses it closest, their favorite charity in their name?" And so that's what we did, and my goodness, there's just a lot of people signing up, and, you know, from all over, And I think it's going to be fun. Well, it might be a long time.
Well, and that's it. It's not till it crashes. Now it's till until it melts. Correct.
It melts. Right.
Oh, I mean, my birthday's in July.
You may be close.
Well, I just love this whole thing, and I encourage folks. The State Journal did a great article on it, which is where I first caught it.
Yeah.
To look this up in the State Journal, I think you'll be stunned at what you see.
You will be. You'll see it in real life.
What do your neighbors say about this? Or do you have neighbors nearby?
Yeah. You know what? Yes, I have some neighbors, and they've been real shy about it. In fact, Melanie Bergeron's a neighbor of ours, and she emailed me today. She said, thank you. We've been wondering what in the world that thing is in your backyard, and we finally know. But, you know, we're so far back in the woods that none of the neighbors can see it except for the Bergerons. But, they'll be as shocked as anybody to see this article in the paper.
Well, it's a really cool idea. Are you getting a lot of hits on the Facebook page and people joining up?
Yeah, a lot of hits, a lot of ideas. People want me to light it up. They want me to add food coloring. They want to do all this sort. But I'm just going to let her go and see what happens.
Well, I'm loving it. I mean, the size of this thing, like you said, 100-foot circumference.
Yeah. The bottom, because it flares out, you know, as the water comes down, it flares out. So it's about 100 foot around, circumference at the bottom, but about halfway up, it's about 40 feet around, and that's where it stays all the way up. It's probably 15 foot in diameter. And 40 foot around, you know, the column.
Sure. At first look, I thought this weight was all on a tree, but it was simply the sprinkler that was hanging in a tree branch. So this is a standalone column of ice.
Well, the tree is definitely surrounded, and the tree had a lot to do with when it was first forming. But after about 2 weeks, then it went from a stalactite to a stalagmite. You know what I'm saying? It started growing from the bottom up. And then when it met, that's where it's real stable. My guess is that tree is freezing to death, but I don't think it's going to get hurt.
Is this typical for you, Craig?
Yeah.
Is this kind of activity typical?
Yeah, unfortunately it is. Yeah, you have to ask my wife about that. I have my share of crazy things I do. Leave it at that.
So this doesn't surprise her?
No, this doesn't surprise her in the least. This is one of my cheaper adventures.
Well, and then some folks have asked you about how much this is costing, and you said it. Where does the water come from?
Well, it comes from a well, and it's basically just a small pump that's just running all the time. So, you know, my guess is I'm 20, 30 bucks into it or something like that. It's expensive.
And you've certainly gotten your money's worth out of that with the fun this is causing. What about folks at work? What's their idea?
This doesn't surprise them either. I've been carrying a baseball around for the last week because I'm trying to encourage spring to come. Pitchers and catchers show up in just 10 days, and so I'm trying my best to get spring to come. So this kind of stuff doesn't surprise them at all.
Very good. And we might note some of the background noise. You're heading on a plane. I hope it's to somewhere warm.
Yes. I'm going to Roanoke, Virginia to visit my daughter. My wife's out there, and then we're going to go to Florida. So I've got another daughter down there.
Oh, very good. So someone else will be keeping an eye on the ice monster for you.
Yeah, I got a guy keeping an eye on it. You bet.
Well, it's amazing. Craig, I appreciate you taking time to be with us. I thought this was such a cool story. I wanted to get to chat with you. So I'm glad we connected before you headed out.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Thank you so much. We've been speaking with Craig Whelan, who's president of Whelan Daveco, who's got a ice monster, the Craig Whelan's Ice Monster, growing in Mason. It's a great story, so take a look on Facebook and in the Lansing State Journal. Thanks so much, Craig.
Okay, take care now.
Thank you. Fly safe.
Bye-bye.
We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.